All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from the United Center in Chicago, where we have 9 big matches for you, 3 title matches, as we have the television title on the line, Dangerous Dan Spivey defending against Brick House Brown, Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Cowboy Ron Bass defending against Iceman King Parsons, and then the World Tag Team titles on the line, New Age Outlaws defending the titles against Chris Candido and Tully Blanchard. All right, just to get into things, we do have one roster update. Billy Gunn has accepted a contract extension, so he continues to be one half of the World Tag Team Champions. And he is in action tonight defending those titles with Road Dogg Jesse James. But before we get there, because that's our main event, let's go through the rest of the card. First match has Billy Travis facing off against Kendall Windham. Travis and Windham have a wonderful match. Pringle tries to get involved when Windham has the upper hand, but Trish keeps him out of the action. After Travis misses a flying leg drop, Windham picks him up with the mulligan for the win in a time of 7 minutes, 4 seconds. After the match, Brickhouse Brown races down the aisle. He has a chain wrapped around his fist. He slides into the ring behind Windham's back. When Windham turns around, Brickhouse decks him with the chain. Travis gets back to his feet, and then Brickhouse and Travis beat down on Windham. Trish tries to get into the ring, but Pringle grabs her from behind. He holds her back as Brickhouse and Travis bust Windham open before drilling him into the mat with a spike pile driver. As Trish struggles to get away from Pringle, he lays a big sloppy kiss on her lips. Next match has the television title on the line, Dan Spivey defending against Brickhouse Brown. And Brickhouse, well, he gets another shot at Spivey in the television title since he was robbed 2 weeks ago. It doesn't take long for the match to break down into a brawl. Spivey picks Brickhouse up in a choke, but Manning counts. Spivey drops Brickhouse before Manning reaches 5. When he drops Brickhouse, he shoves him into Manning. As Manning is dazed, Heenan slides a chair into the ring. Brickhouse grabs the chair. Spivey sees Brickhouse with the chair and falls on his back. Manning sees Brickhouse with the chair and calls for the bell. Brickhouse said that the chair came from Heenan. He complains that he never hit Spivey. As Brickhouse pleads with Manning, Spivey kicks the chair into Brickhouse's face. Spivey picks up the chair and starts choking Brickhouse with it. Heenan climbs into the ring and pulls Spivey away from Brickhouse. Heenan raises Spivey's hand. Pringle looks at them with disgust as they leave the ring with the chair and the title belt. Your winner by disqualification and still your television champion, Dan Spivey, in a time of 3 minutes, 7 seconds. Next match has Disco Inferno facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. In a match that almost goes the entire time limit, Disco and Gilbert battle all over the ringside area. Missy tries to distract Disco, but Pringle grabs her from behind. Pringle's making himself quite a ladies' man tonight, isn't he? Gilbert tries to regain control of the match, but Disco hotshots him into the turnbuckle. Disco takes him down with a belly-to-belly suplex to climb onto the turnbuckle and come off with the blockbuster to get the pin right before the time limit would expire in a time of 14 minutes, 53 seconds. Your winner is Disco Inferno. Next match has Too Cold Scorpio taking on the Spectacular's leader, the biggest brother, Rolando Freeman. Rolando tries to take the fight to Scorpio throughout the match. When it gets really bad, Rolando yells for the Spectaculars to come to his aid. As Rolando stands at the end of the aisle calling his guys, Scorpio flies through the ropes with a suicide plancha. Rolando crashes into the guardrail. Instead of the Spectaculars, Jarrett's gang makes its way down to the ring. Jarrett tosses Rolando back into the ring. Pringle tries to get Nick Patrick to disqualify Scorpio. PG-13 double hip toss Pringle into the ring steps. Scorpio climbs onto the ring apron and springboards into a somersault DDT on Rolando for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 45 seconds. Where are the Spectaculars? Why didn't they come down to assist their leader? When the match is over, Jarrett climbs into the ring while Scorpio holds Rolando up. Wolfie D reaches under the ring to grab Jarrett's guitar. Windham wraps Rolando up in a figure four. While Rolando thrashes about, Jarrett nails him over the head with the guitar. With Rolando prone on the mat, Windham releases the hold. Jarrett holds the busted guitar high over his head. The Spectaculars finally rush down to the ring. For some reason, each member of the Spectaculars has half a pair of handcuffs on their arm. Jarrett and his gang leave the ring. That brings on our next match. Lance Storm stands in the middle of the ring with his microphone in hand. He challenges Jarrett to get back into the ring, to face him one-on-one. He's even fine with having the managers back in the dressing room. Tommy Young grabs the microphone from Storm just as Answer to No One begins to play. I appear on the Jumbotron from my office back in the dressing room area. I tell Storm that he has a wonderful idea. I announce that the next match will be Jeff Jarrett versus Lance Storm. The managers will be barred from ringside. Since it looks like Storm is ready for a chain match, I announce that the match will be a chain match. Nick Patrick comes down to the ring with a length of chain. He is flanked by Bubba Ray Dudley and the Fabulous Freebirds. Patrick climbs into the ring with the chain. Dudley and the Freebirds escort the rest of Jarrett's gang and the Spectaculars back to the dressing room. Pringle tries to stay behind, but Gordy grabs him by the ear and drags him back to the dressing room. Patrick and Young fasten the ends of the chain to the wrist of Jarrett and Storm. Patrick leaves the ring as the Jumbotron goes black. Young calls for the bell. Jarrett and Storm play a bit of tug-of-war for the first few minutes. Storm finally gains an advantage by feigning a lunge. Jarrett charges him, but Storm wraps his legs up in the chain. Instead of going for the turnbuckles, Storm uses the chain to choke Jarrett. Young tries to stop Storm, but Storm shoves him away. Storm continues to abuse for another 10 minutes before he finally goes for the turnbuckles. He gets the first two before Jarrett is finally able to free himself from the chain. As Storm touches the third turnbuckle, Jarrett gets back to his feet. Storm lunges for the fourth turnbuckle, but Jarrett yanks on the chain. Jarrett scoops Storm up for a slam, but Storm slides off his back. Storm shoves Jarrett into the ropes. Storm takes him down with a drop toe hold. Jarrett rolls back to his feet and drop kicks Storm into the fourth turnbuckle. Young calls for the bell and raises Storm's hand in victory. Storm demands the chain be removed from his wrist, and he leaves the ring immediately after he is free. Your winner is Lance Storm in a time of 14 minutes, 17 seconds. Getting away from the Spectaculars Jarrett's gang feud for a little bit, we have Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels facing off against Facade. And they have a great match, both men flying around the ring. Finally, Daniels gets the upper hand after Facade lands an Asai moonsault on Daniels' knees. Daniels gets the pin after the Angel's Wings in a time of 8 minutes, 32 seconds. Next up is PG-13 facing off against Bad Company. Although PG-13 was unsuccessful in their debut last week, they receive a shot against the legitimate number one contenders to the World Tag Team titles, Bad Company. It is a short-lived match as Tanaka tosses Wolfie D over the top rope. Nick Patrick quickly calls for the bell and the disqualification. Your winners by disqualification in a time of 2 minutes 23 seconds are JC Ice and Wolfie D, PG-13. Next match is the Illinois heavyweight title match. Cowboy Ron Bass defending the title against Iceman King Parsons. Parsons is finally able to get his hands on Illinois heavyweight champion Cowboy Ron Bass, and Parsons and Bass brawl with each other. Bass gains the upper hand after converting a bear hug into a belly-to-belly suplex. Parsons staggers back to his feet, but Bass takes him over the top rope with a running clothesline. Bass thinks the match is over, but Manning says that momentum took him over. Parsons slides back into the ring. Bass runs into the opposite ropes. Parsons goes for the butt thump, but Bass sidesteps it and catches him with a bulldog for the pin to retain the title in a time of 19 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Cowboy Ron Bass. Now we get to the main event. World Tag Team titles on the line. New Age Outlaws defending the titles against Chris Candido and Tully Blanchard. Candido and Blanchard make good on their threats to go after the World Tag Team titles. Candido has the match won after a spine buster on Armstrong, but Gunn pushes him off the turnbuckle as Candido goes for the suicide blonde. Manning forces Gunn back into his own corner, which gives Blanchard the opportunity to climb into the ring. Armstrong gets back to his feet. Heenan gives Blanchard a bag of powder. As Blanchard prepares to throw it in Armstrong's face, Armstrong kicks it into Blanchard's face. Armstrong nails the pump handle slam on Blanchard and covers for the pin. Candido tries to make the save, but Precious grabs his ankle from behind. As Candido is distracted by Precious, Manning makes the pinfall count. your winners and still World Tag Team Champions, the New Age Outlaws, in a time of 28 minutes, 32 seconds. After the Outlaws walk out with their title belts, Heenan climbs into the ring with the microphone. He demands the match to be restarted for two reasons. First, the Outlaws blinded Blanchard with powder, which is illegal. Second, Blanchard wasn't the legal man in the ring. Heenan shoves the microphone into Manning's chest for an answer for the crowd to hear. Manning puts the microphone to his mouth and tells Heenan and the challengers that he will not restart the match. Candido and Blanchard will have to earn another title shot. There we go. There's our nine matches for this week, three title matches. And we have everybody keeping their titles one way or another, by hook or by crook, as they say in the business. What's going to happen as we continue on through July? We still have Dan Spivey seemingly dominant, so to speak, as the television champion. What's going to happen with Cowboy Ron Bass and Iceman King Parsons? Or the New Age Outlaws, how long will they keep the title belts around their waist? Those questions will all be answered in the coming weeks, so I encourage you to be back for Pro Wrestling America next week.